Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 26th, 2023. Today is the fifth Sunday in Lent. This is a reading from the book of Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' Thus says the Lord God to these bones, 'I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, Our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." To read the book of Ezekiel is to enter a world of sights and sounds, signs and symbols that are strange and surreal to most of us. His prophetic imagination is fueled by both the hopelessness, anxiety, and despair of his people, and by his faith in an irascible God who is relentless in calling those same people to remember who they are and to whom they belong. God has a message to get out to the people, and Ezekiel is one of those people charged with delivering it. And even if many of us don't know much about the contents of the book of Ezekiel, most of us have likely heard this story. Ezekiel is plopped down right into the middle of a three-dimensional vision, knee-deep in bones. He does a slow 360, and as far as he can see in any direction, nothing but bones. Bones, bones, more bones. "Can these bones live?" the Lord asks the prophet. "O Lord, you know," the prophet replies. God gives the prophet a directive: speak to the bones. Then God gives the prophet the content of the sermon: "I will cause my breath to enter you and you will live." "Preach it, brother Ezekiel, preach it." Ezekiel in the Valley of the Dry Bones is one of those biblical stories that completely captured my imagination as a kid. When I'd hear a Pentecostal preacher employ the story's imagery in a particularly emotive sermon, I could almost hear the rattling of the scattered bones as they were reunited with each other. I could almost feel the swoosh of God's spirit wind as the bones were covered in flesh. I could almost see those empty bodies revivified as God's spirit breath infused them with new life. Suddenly, the utter hopelessness of a valley full of bones is transformed into a vast humanity, full of breath, full of hope, full of life. As Ezekiel catches his own breath at the sight, God gives him the meaning of the vision. "These bones are the whole house of Israel. They say, 'Our hope is lost. We are cut off completely.'" And into the midst of that vision, God speaks a word of reassurance. "You will be restored as a nation. You will get your promised land back because I have promised it to you. And then, Israel, you will know that I am the Lord your God. It's quite a statement of new life, new hope, a new beginning. Now, we may not be able to put aside our 21st century mindset long enough to fully enter Ezekiel's vision, but we know what it's like to feel hopeless, helpless, scattered, and cut off. We know that pretty words won't suffice when our world is falling apart. We know that glib religious cliches are as dry as sun-bleached bones when we're suffering through times of anxiety, fear, illness, or grief. The prophet, face to face with mountains of bones, understood that God is the one who can snatch life from the pit of death. That understanding of the prophet informs not just the prophet's people, the covenant people, the Jews, but it also informs us as Christians that God's life always swallows up death. We are just a week away from retracing yet again the familiar journey of Jesus, from the gates of Jerusalem with shouts of Hosanna, to His Last Supper with His friends, to His agonized prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, to His betrayal, arrest, and flogging, to Pilate's judgment hall with shouts of Crucify Him, to the abandonment on the cross, to the seeming finality of death, to the mysterious joy of the empty tomb. The word of the Lord that came to Ezekiel in his vision is God's assurance that death does not get the final word. God's Spirit is always at work bringing new life out of the bones of death. The sermon Ezekiel preaches to the bones is our reminder as well that no matter how disjointed, scattered, hopeless, and helpless we may be, we are never beyond the reach of God's enlivening presence. That's why even in Lent, Sundays are celebrations of the resurrection. Even as we've walked this wearisome journey, this journey through all of the things that Lent brings up for us and activates within us, we've done that journey in the hope of resurrection. So it's a good time today for us to remember Ezekiel's words as we prepare for Holy Week, which begins next week. So, hear the word of the Lord. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.